So we're here today to talk about Silverlight 3 and the launch of Silverlight 3, which is happening today. But tell us a little bit about it. What's going on with Silverlight and what's going on with this launch?
Yeah, well, today we're announcing and shipping the final release of Silverlight 3. It's now available for download, and users that currently have Silverlight 1 or 2 installed on their machine will actually be automatically upgraded to it shortly. We're also today shipping the final release of the Visual Studio 2008 tools for Silverlight 3. And so if you have either Visual Studio 2008 or Visual Web Developer 2008, which is the free version of our Visual Studio tools for web, you can now go ahead and download that and start writing Silverlight 3 applications using VB or C#, using the development tool you know and love today. And then we're also today announcing that the final release of Expression 3, including the new Expression Sketchflow as well as Blend 3, we'll be shipping within the next 30 days, and that we have a release candidate available for both those products that you can download as well. So it's a pretty exciting day in the sense of a lot of new capability, all available mm-hmm. For both developers and designers to start taking advantage of.
So you mentioned a lot of new capabilities. So let's start like maybe going through some of these capabilities, like Silverlight's going to have some, Expression's going to have some. So maybe start with Silverlight. What are some of the new capabilities that I should get excited about as a developer?
Well, I think, you know, from a Silverlight perspective, I think there's kind of four core areas of capabilities that are pretty interesting. From a media perspective, mm-hmm. For doing kind of media-based and video-based applications, we've added things like H.264 and AAC codec support. So you can now use the same, you can now play the same videos that you can play, say, on the iPhone or with an iPod, now directly within the browser using Silverlight. We've added much richer smooth streaming support, and we now support both on-demand as well as live enabled smooth streaming, so you can get kind of an adaptive, very silky smooth experience for playing high-quality video. We've added hardware acceleration support within the browser, and so even if you're running on a fairly low-powered system now, you can now play high-def video with very low CPU utilization. Mm-hmm. Kind of, we'll handle everything there for you automatically. You know, just a bunch of variety of other great media-related features. In the graphics space, as I mentioned earlier, we have added hardware-based acceleration, so your graphics and your UI is even more responsive and performant. We've added things like perspective 3D support, so you can now take any control, image, or video, tilt it, pan it, do all types of 3D effects on it. We've added DX shader support, so you can actually now write DirectX shaders using the DX language and compile them down and use them within your Silverlight app. We've added bitmap and pixel API, so you can now draw pixels directly to the screen. Easing effects and a variety of other kind of great graphics features to take advantage of. In the app dev space, we've then added much richer data binding support, enabling element-to-element data binding, richer style management, so you can now do things like style inheritance, mouse wheel events, just a whole bunch of other great controls and features that you can take advantage of for doing application development. And the final big area from a runtime perspective that we've added is out-of-the-browser support. And so now you can run Silverlight applications both inside the browser as well as allow the user to securely take them outside the browser and run them in a sandbox, but it basically outside the browser you can pin applications to the toolbar, or the start menu, or the desktop, and that works both on Windows as well as the Mac. And so, you know, there's lots of other great runtime features, but that's just sort of a small flavor of them that you can take advantage of.
That's a small flavor.
That's a small flavor. There's a lot more. It's a pretty packed release.
So it's like, I mean, you've listed so many things there. Pixel shaders, out of browser, smooth streaming, H.264. I mean, it sounds complicated. I mean, I'm a developer and I would like to start building some of these kind of things. What tools are going to be out there to make it easy for me to build these?
Well, the cool thing is we're shipping the Visual Studio 2008 tool support. And so once you install it, you can do file new project. You can do that either as you can do a file new project and create a blank application. We also have a pretty cool template called the navigation project template, which gives you SEO support, gives you deep linking support within your app, and as well as forward back button integration in the browser. So it makes it much easier to kind of build an app, per se, in an easy way. And you get full IntelliSense debugging support and tooling support for all that. And so that's available for free as a download for both VS 2008 as well as the Visual Web Developer Express Edition, which is free. We're also then today shipping the release candidate, and we'll be shipping the final release within the next 30 days of both Expression Blend 3 as well as Expression Sketchflow. And those are tools specifically designed around building rich user experiences for Silverlight as well as WPF. And what you'll find with those releases is they're a massive step forward from previous releases, which are already really good. But both for designers as well as kind of interactive developers, as well as just developers in general, you'll find that both those products are kind of massive steps forward. We've added things like Code IntelliSense into those products. So now if you want to, you can just use Expression or you can just use Visual Studio. We've also added source control support, so you can easily now have both products enlisted in the same source tree and check in and check out code. From a tooling perspective then, you know, major improvements in data binding, including design time data binding support for Silverlight within Blend. Much richer kind of navigation experience within the tool, so things like asset management are much more powerful. Much richer state preview support. Things like animation easing support, so you can get that really nice polished motion effect. And then I think the biggest feature then is this thing we call Sketchflow, which allows you to kind of dramatically change how you build your applications, especially rich internet applications, and start, instead of having to write code, you can actually start conceptually with sometimes even just sketches or kind of mock-ups of what you want your screens to look like. And you can add interactive behavior to them. You can actually model them on kind of a navigation canvas. You can experiment with how the flow of the application will work. And then what's great is you can either run the application in the browser like a normal Silverlight app, or Sketchflow also supports a tool or a workflow where a reviewer of the app can basically open it up. They can actually annotate and add comments onto the actual UI screens. And then they can actually send those comments back to the designer or developer, and you can actually load those comments up onto the design surface. And so it enables this kind of really nice interactive feedback mode that you can do with your customers or clients and very rapidly go ahead and build applications. And so, you know, all that support is pretty phenomenal. You know, it takes full advantage of all the runtime features that are added with Silverlight 3. And, I think the end result is a tool and platform combination that's really second to none in terms of being able to deliver solutions super fast and take full advantage of your client.
So yeah, we've always been very, very strong at building tools that are great for developers.
Mm-hmm.
And with Expression and with Blend and now with Sketchflow, we're really, really appealing to the designer side of the community.
Yeah, I'd say that Expression is great for both designers, and we do integrate with existing design tools like, say, Photoshop or Illustrator. So one of the nice things we actually now support is the ability to, say, you know, file import Photoshop or Illustrator file or even just PowerPoint file, and we'll actually take those files and convert them into XAML elements. So if you're in Photoshop today and you build a layered PSD file and you have text and you have other vector elements that you add to it in addition to bitmaps, we'll actually import that into Silverlight or into XAML-based markup that works in Silverlight, and then you can actually edit, show, hide any of the individual elements in the PSD file directly within Blend as you're editing it. So we not only are a great design tool, but we integrate with other designer-based products that are already out there. But I'd say the other thing is Expression, Blend, and Sketchflow are also really great, not just for designers, but also for anyone that's building UI. Mm-hmm. And so, we kind of see this, we call sometimes the UI or UX developer that kind of spans both the creative aspect as well as they're actually implementing the functionality. And Blend is now, I'd say, also a really good development tool for people that are building UI. And things like adding C# and VB IntelliSense support, adding source control support, as well as just the ability to kind of integrate data binding, including data binding to CLR objects directly within the design surface, opens up a ton of potential for people that might have previously found Blend, well, that's more for designers. You know, now you can actually use it for development as well. The end result, I think, is really powerful.
It's certainly pretty cool, and what's really nice is how now with the Blend toolkit, we're able to reach this new community of developers, designers, or developers, or diviners, or whatever we want to call them, and, you know, approach them with the tools that they're familiar with. Approach mm-hmm. them to allow them to integrate with the tools that they're familiar with. But a lot of the times, a lot of the concerns that the design community have is that Silverlight's relatively new. We're up to V3, but we got to V3 very, very quickly. But it's relatively new, by the fact that it's relatively new, there isn't wide-scale adoption of it. So where's adoption going with Silverlight, and where do we think it's going to be in the near future?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things that we've always focused on from the beginning of Silverlight is you know, having a model where, because we knew that we were starting from 0% adoption, mm-hmm. You know, how do we have a model where if someone doesn't have Silverlight installed, it's really easy for them to get it installed and get it installed quickly and allow the content to drive the deployment, so to speak, in terms of getting the runtime out there. And so, you know, Silverlight's always been a small download. With Silverlight 3 is actually the same size as Silverlight 2. Even though there's all those new features, it's still about a 4.6, 4.7 meg download. And it takes less than 8 seconds to install on a clean machine. So you don't need to have .NET installed. You don't even need to have Windows installed. It'll work with IE. It'll work with Firefox. It'll work with Safari. You know, it'll work in Chrome. It'll work, you know, in a variety of different browsers on both Windows and Mac. And then with our partner Novell, it'll also work on Linux. Yeah, so it's easy to get installed. And what we found is, you know, as more and more apps and sites have gone live, and the fact that it is easy to get it installed, you know, we're basically driving up our deployment numbers steadily. You know, we've now got hundreds of millions of machines in the world that have it installed. In fact, more than 1 in 3 of all computers in the world. And that includes both PCs, that includes Macs, that includes Linux, that includes mobile phones. 1 in 3 computers connected to the internet now in the world have Silverlight 2, our most recent version that we shipped 9 months ago, already installed. And so, you know, and every month that goes by, you know, our worldwide deployment numbers go up a couple more percentage points. And, you know, from our perspective, we feel pretty good. You know, we felt pretty good with Silverlight 2. With Silverlight 3 and the expression tools are such a massive step forward in terms of capabilities. Given that where we are right now with deployment, we feel pretty good. It's more a question of when we get to 100% deployment as opposed to if. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're able to get the first third of all the computers connected to the world installed with Silverlight 2, you know, we'll get another big update from Silverlight 3. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll continue to march along in terms of capabilities with Silverlight 4 and 5. So I feel pretty good in that regard. And, you know, one of the things that is important for people to know is if you build a Silverlight app, you know, it's fairly easy to integrate it within an HTML site today. We have a simple JavaScript file that you can link to on your page. And if a machine doesn't have Silverlight already installed, you know, the user will get a nice UI that you can customize for them to click a button to install it. Again, it takes about 8 seconds to download and install. The page will automatically refresh and your app runs. So it's fairly easy even for someone that doesn't have it installed. And now that we're getting to a point where, you know, hundreds of millions of people do have it installed, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully that UI gets shown less and less.
I think it's also a great testament to the power of the platform by the fact that, you know, it has grown so fast. It's on 1 in 3 computers in the world. In 2007, 2008, 2009, when people are averse to installing plugins on their browser, they don't want to do it, but so mm-hmm. many people have done it. And I think that's just a great testament to like the types of applications yeah. that have been built, and you know the actual just the sheer power of the platform.
I think if you look at like most products, I think there might only be one or two other products in the world that have ever gone in 9 months from shipping mm-hmm. to being on 1 in 3 computers in the world. You know. It takes longer than that yeah. for Windows. It takes longer than that for Office. You know, typically even browsers. If you look at sure. other ones out there, that is pretty fast.
I can't think of any.
Yeah, I can't think of any. Yeah. I'm being careful to say just in case because something obvious comes later. But from that perspective, I feel pretty good.
Sure.
And I think the other nice thing is as you look at Silverlight 3. As you look at the capabilities in the media space, the graphics space, and the app dev space, mm-hmm. And then especially when you look at things like Sketchflow, which are really unique and that no one else out there is doing mm-hmm. Anything like, you know, it's nice to actually have something that, you know, I find it fun where I can do an hour-long talk on them and get lots of oohs and ahs in the audience. And this isn't kind of a research thing. This isn't a future out thing. This isn't a product that only runs on really high-end machines. You know, you can do all these things on a netbook or on a low-end device, and they're shipping now, which is a really nice thing to be able to say. It's not far off in the future. You can download and start using them now. And that's fairly unique, and I think has a lot of people excited.
I sat in the audience of the keynote at Mix, and when we showed Sketchflow, and there was a group of Japanese designers sitting on my right-hand side. And when you showed Sketchflow for the first time, they all went, they saw it. Like, that was just how, you know, excited they got about it.
And
it
it's one of those things where, you know, when you see it afterwards, some of the things you kind of go, oh, that's obvious, you know. And then you realize, like, well, no one's ever done that before.
Yeah.
And you get that kind of interaction workflow, and it just, wow, it looks easy, and it looks simple and obvious, and yet, God, you know, for 20 years we've been doing UI development with design tools and with development tools, and yet no one's ever done quite that approach before. And I think anytime you do a demo, anytime you play with the product, and, you know, after an hour it feels just completely natural and obvious, and you're getting the kind of productivity wins out of it, you know, you've got something special. And yeah, I'm really excited to be able to say, hey, that's now shipping. It's not a future. It's not a demo. It's not a way off in the distance. It's actually now available for use today.
So I don't know about you, but I could sit and talk about this stuff all day, but I'm sure our audience, they don't have all day to listen to us. So maybe let's wrap it up with thinking about what's the best way to get started. We've heard about all these great new things, and I mean, I'm somebody today, I'm not experienced with Visual Studio or Expression or anything like that. How do I get started? How do I get up and running? And how do I start playing with this stuff?
Well, you can get started today by going to a couple different websites that we have. One is to check out the Silverlight.net site. So if you go www.silverlight.net, there's great forums there, hundreds of posts a day, people asking questions and getting help. There's tutorials, there's online videos you can download. And then obviously there's both, you can install both Silverlight, the Visual Studio tools for Silverlight, as well as the expression trials for Silverlight from that site as well. I'd also highly recommend checking out the expression website on Microsoft.com. There's tons of great tutorials. People can post things like styles and behaviors and skins to share within the community, and the tool itself allows you to easily browse those and add them into your projects. And then you can go to the Silverlight, the Microsoft.com/Silverlight site, where you can also learn more. You can see a lot of great videos and demos that kind of show off some of the new capabilities there, and get started with it. As I mentioned, you know, the great thing is the runtime is completely free. The Visual Studio tools you can use with your 2008 editions of Visual Studio today, as well as the free Express editions of Visual Studio as well. And then there's a 60-day free trial of both Expression Blend as well as Sketchflow that you can download and start using immediately. And so, you know, if you download those things, start playing with the tutorials and the videos, keep an eye on the community Silverlight.net site and our various blogs, you know, I think you'll find you can actually get started pretty quickly and do some pretty powerful stuff.
Yep. And just to add one final thing to that would be July 10th for our launch, we're also going to be launching the website www.seethelight.com. So, thank you, Scott.
Cool. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.